Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Oh boy, we are going to be talking about some interesting stuff. We do have Dr. Carly for the second half of the show. Don't want to forget. But the first part, we're going to be talking about this really interesting connection. Mm-hmm. The modern medicine has known about for like 50 years between your thyroid and breast cancer, especially in women. Mm-hmm. So we're going to explore that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform, and we're lifting America up in prayer because we need God's help to restore righteous leadership. I mean, let's just face it. We need some help, and we need some divine help. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck with these liberals. Oh, Lord. So we need the Lord to step in and help us. So I hope you'll join me. Seek his face. Mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, boy. It's Obamacare is in the news, and, of course, how doctors are faring under the new guidelines. Apparently, just a few years ago, this Florida attorney, David Langley, he didn't do many bankruptcies for doctors. Doctors kind of successful, don't usually have that problem. But Langley has processed recently six bankruptcy cases involving physicians and currently working on two more for an orthopedic surgeon and for an OBGYN doctor. Why all of a sudden the increase? Well, a couple of things. The changing healthcare environment is, you know, prompted things. The installment of Obamacare is one major factor causing doctors to kind of go belly up, and it's not just in Florida, it's all across the United States. Now, experts are saying other factors include a decrease in insurance reimbursements, also rising medical malpractice insurance costs, and also more expensive drugs, all kind of factoring in there. And the cost associated with drugs, surgeries, medical equipment doctors have to have, they continue to rise and go up. And also fraudulent insurance billing practices aren't helping things out. So much more serious issue appears to be the flailing economy. Can't forget that. Which, you know, many doctors have reported have caused a loss of half of their patients. Yeah, a lot of doctors are saying their patients who lost their jobs also lost their health insurance coverage, resulted in them not being able to pay for the medical care, and so now they're not, even if they needed it, they couldn't see their doctors anymore. So the doctors, having lost half of their patients, are downsizing their practices, you know, laying off staff, and then later on, you know, if things don't pick up and turn around, which a lot of it's not, they're actually having to completely shut down their practice. Wow. So, isn't that what Dr. Carly predicted? I think so. So we'll chat it up with her about that in a little bit. Also, last but not least in the quack report, walnuts are in the news. Apparently, some more, you know, testing by the folks at Penn State Tufts University and the University of Pennsylvania have proved evidence on pre-existing studies done on the healthy benefits of your tree nuts, including walnuts. So this report does kind of zeroed in on the walnuts there, upholding repeated scientific studies confirming that it's the omega-3 fatty acids in the nuts that promote cardiovascular health, improve your cholesterol biomarkers, provide essential minerals to the cardiovascular system, also fiber and vitamins, which promote heart health, and also supply these long-chain fatty acids, which they found improve the health and wellness of the male testes and also the health of sperm. Interesting. So if you've got little swimmers that aren't doing too well, eat some walnuts, I guess. There you go. Into the report, they say that the current understanding about the importance of your nuts improving your vascular function, all this information, they did get published in the Journal of Nutrition. Also, the whole nuts or the extracted oil from walnuts will reduce cardiovascular risk through lowering your cholesterol and improving your blood lipids. Also, walnut oils also preserve blood vessels, help them be more elastic, less rigid, and also, you know, within 30 minutes of eating the walnuts, pretty quick. So a handful of walnuts can do all that. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Oh, don't want to forget, if you guys are looking for some backup currency, you know, if you've been putting off trying to stock up on your gold and silver, you need to call the folks at Discount Gold and Silver. Melanie Cederstrom is who you should ask for. Tell her that you heard it right here. And you can give her a call toll-free at Discount at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Most ethical lady in the gold and silver market. So if you're looking for some truthful representation there on what's what in the financial markets and your backup currency, do give Melanie a call. She will not let you down. All right, let's see. Oh, yes, she does have a website. If you want to click on her banner, you can go to our links page at thepowerherbs.com and click on her banner there and get on over to her website real quickly. All right, so we're going to be talking about this interesting, very interesting link between the thyroid and breast cancer. So the thyroid connected to the breastbone, apparently, and we all didn't know that. In the wake of the movie star and Angelina Jolie, remember her? Her medical mutilation where she, you know, had her breast removed to avoid a future situation of possibly getting breast cancer. And I don't know if that's true. If she actually did all that, that's what we're being told. But let's say she did. Well, this whole thing kind of led me to think about and investigate some of the questions about the correlations on breast cancer and thyroid disease that have been floating around in the medical community for over 50 years. Yeah. All right, so we already know that routine mammograms expose women to more radiation, increasing their risk of getting cancer. However, do radiation treatments, radiation studies, and regular exposure to daily radiation, do they increase our risk of damaging our thyroid and increasing the risk of getting cancer? Well, we're going to find out. That's the question, and we're going to find out. Let's talk about your thyroid, though, first. First, you know, the thyroid gland, very important. It's this butterfly-shaped gland right in front of your trachea, kind of located toward the lower part of your neck. And this gland is very sensitive. It reacts by enlarging when you're under stress, for instance. It will also enlarge during pregnancy, puberty, and other hormone-induced changes like menstruation for women. So can this reactionary gland, when it's damaged by radiation, be responsible for breast cancer? That's what we want to know. Well, let's talk about how your thyroid reacts to radiation, shall we? So we're told by modern medicine that chemotherapy won't hurt a thyroid, but that radiation does cause damage. So when exposed to radiation, the thyroid, it can become sick. So when there is damage to this primary thyroid gland, they say you can develop hypothyroidism. So we are also told that in order to get this type of damage, your body will need to be exposed to 750 CGY, which is centigrade absorbed dose of radiation, or a direct exposure of 1500 CGY, to your neck region. That's what we're told. Now, physicians say the thyroid can show signs of malfunction immediately after being hit with radiation, or it may not occur for many years. So, which is it? Well, they say either or, pick one, both. Okay, let's talk about the symptoms. What happens if the thyroid has some illness, if it's not functioning well? What happens? Well, if your thyroid is sick, you can begin to see some symptoms called hypothyroidism, which is your thyroid's not making enough thyroid hormone. So you might experience fatigue and depression, maybe some constipation, weakness or swelling around the eyes, some puffy hands, and maybe your face gets a little puffy. You may gain weight and have brittle hair. Joint and muscle aches may appear. Your heart rate will slow and your blood pressure will be lower. Your cholesterol will be higher, and you'll be intolerant to cold, and extensive exercise workouts will be a problem. So if you have hyperthyroidism, which is thyroid is making too much hormone, well, then the symptoms are going to be nervousness or anxiety, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, muscle weakness, tremors, rapid or irregular heartbeat, excessive perspiration, heat intolerance, diarrhea, weight loss, menstrual irregularities, protruding eyes, and neck tenderness, and decreased tolerance to exercise, once again. Well, let's talk about one other thing that also can be in the mix, and that's nutrition. What happens when you have a certain amount of a specific nutrient that is depleted in your system? So if being exposed to radiation weren't enough to, you know, put your thyroid at a health risk, there can be a lack of natural iodine that could be the problem. And we do have a lack of natural iodine in our foods. So it's real important that we get some natural iodine and not the synthetic kind. So we're going to talk about that. So our thyroid will use the natural iodine as a food to feed the mitochondria of all the cells of your body. This is why you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. This happens while you sleep at night. So in the 1980s, processed food manufacturers replaced iodine with a carcinogen called bromine in all the baked goods. The iodine was used to condition dough, but the baker switched to bromine when someone questioned the safety of iodine. So that's why when you look at all your, you know, baked goods, it won't say bromine sometimes because people are wise as to what that is. Now it just says dough conditioner. You ever see that? So therefore, we have less iodine in the diet, and bromine actually interferes with the thyroid utilizing the iodine you do get. So it's a double whammy there, just because the, you know, baked good lasts longer. Well, let me read you a quote by Dr. David Brownstein. He says this: iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the RDA for iodine is inadequate too, end of quote. So certain natural foods will contain natural iodine. So if you don't want to increase your risk of getting thyroid disease, don't neglect to eat certain foods that will contain the natural iodine, like fish and seaweed, organic sun-dried salt. And if you're a vegan, don't forget to use the salt, because you'll extract more protein and nutrients and iodine out of those foods. So if you think you might have a sick thyroid and you want to get it tested, you want to get tested, okay? Make sure you ask your doctor to skip the unreliable skin test and use the more accurate urine test instead. Now let's talk about this link between the thyroid and breast cancer. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Now in the 1700s and the 1800s, Empress Maria Theresa of Austria, guess what she did? Well, she made it a law that everybody that died in the hospitals had to be autopsied and find out why they died, right? Because thyroid disease was epidemic in Austria, especially in the town of Graz. Nobody knew why. Well, data was analyzed. They analyzed the data on the autopsies, especially between 1944 and 1958, because, you know, they had, you know, better equipment. And it showed that the patients had hypothyroidism and goiters. Okay, they had, you know, growths on their thyroid. All right, so the rates actually correlated with the high rate of all cancer there as well. So this data was actually published by Broda Barnes in the book called Hypothyroidism, The Unexpected Illness. Later, in 1976, Broda Barnes published the article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it was titled Thyroid Supplements and Breast Cancer. Now, he also wrote this quote. He says this: Graz, Austria is a goiter area. The entire population suffers from a relative thyroid deficiency. Thyroid replacement is rarely employed there. Yet, the incidence of breast cancer is as high as 10 times that which is seen in the United States, end of quote. You know, somebody send them some Celtic salt, please, you know, or some black walnut, because that is what's going to be your natural iodine source right there. Well, let's talk about the radiation for a minute and just add up the numbers here about your exposure and how that can affect your thyroid, and you can prevent getting sick. Okay, so we live in times where we are exposed to radiation, you know, due to everyday technology, let's face it. So the amount of radiation matters, and the accumulative effect also matters. So we are told by medicine that the radiation that you get from a mammogram is 1.0 MSV, which is multiverts, I think is how you say it. And this is less than a chest x-ray, which gives you 9.0 CGY, centigrade absorbed doses. So the new mammograms, though, have you seen these? The new mammograms are 3D, very sophisticated, right? And they offer more views of the breast tissue, which most reasonably will offer you more radiation exposure. So now you want to take also into effect. You're getting those mammograms, what, yearly, every 2 years? But now take into effect that you're exposed to your TV, which you're getting 1.0 CGY, maybe your dental x-rays, 0.6 CGY, your chiropractic x-rays, perhaps, 0.2 CGY. Well, we can't forget the smart meters, the smartphones, the microwave ovens, the high power lines, your computer. You're getting more radiation every day than you think, and it's an accumulative effect. The FDA states that the maximum that we should be exposed to is 75 CGY. Now, it will be a tragedy if the radiation that we're exposed to is affecting the thyroid and increasing our risk of developing cancer. Now, women are exposed to more radiation with the mammograms, further increasing their risk of cancer. So treatments for cancer often involve more radiation, and as Dr. Joseph Mercola puts it, if women survive the treatments, they become promotional material for the medical industry, which is true. They become all of a sudden the survivors, right? What, are they going to have a reality show soon? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Let me read you this other quote by Dr. Joseph Mercola. The only calculable dimension of this world historical failure, he's talking about mammograms, is the billions of dollars that were made in the process of converting healthy, asymptomatic women into patients. And if fortunate enough to make it through the treatment, they become survivors. End of quote. So, yeah, I mean, he was saying sonograms, they could have made sonograms more detailed and they would have been safer than the radiation you get from the other tests. Well, let's talk about the radiation and how much you're exposed to, because did you know it's a hypothesis? It's an estimated guess. It's theory. I came across this interesting report by Dr. David Korsky. And he writes for Health Tips, Opinion, and the Quackery Exposed. Cute. He says that the scientific model regarding establishing safe radiation levels is theory. It's a guess. It's an educated guess, a hypothesis. So he explains the theory that low radiation exposure is not considered harmful but beneficial. That's the theory. Whoever would have thought of, I got to mention this to Dr. C when I talk to her. Now, the hypothesis of scientists is that when humans are exposed to low-level radiation, when we're exposed to low-level radiation, they say it stimulates our DNA to repair any damage and deploy protective mechanisms not normally activated without radiation. But it goes on. The hypothesis goes a step further to reason that the protective mechanisms are more than we need, and therefore they offer a protective benefit against low-level radiation-induced cancer. Low radiation-induced cancer. Did you get that? Low radiation can't give you cancer, folks. So It is interesting that government agencies do not use this model in determining what is called the linear no threshold, or LNT, for determining the safe dose of radiation, because they know the radiation is accumulating in the body with each dose. That's right. That's crazy hypothesis. All righty. So we're going to set an example. That's what we're going to do. We live in times where there is a lot of information. However, is it truthful? Do we know that Miss Jolie actually did what she said she did? We don't know. Maybe she's just, you know, saying that to promote testing, the gene testing. Who could say? Now, I encourage you to investigate for yourselves, and may God lead you to a truthful conclusion and safe treatment option. Now, I'm a believer in detoxifying the body and removing impurities, you know, that can get the system off balance, making it susceptible to disease. I'm also a believer in working with the body and enhancing the immune system for greater protection. So by cleansing, nourishing, and empowering the body to be stronger, we have the ability to lower our risk of getting sick. Now, if you would like to learn how to do this proactive approach and have better health, call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting. You know who to call, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. It's 24/7. You can call them at 866-229-3663. That is toll-free, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. By the way, they also have that wonderful Celtic sea salt that has natural iodine in it, not processed out. All the minerals are in there. It's cardiovascular friendly. And they also have the black walnut, which will have a higher concentration of iodine should you need some assistance there. And, of course, you know that if you go to their website, you'll find everything there, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you know what? You're also going to learn how you can remove heavy metals and radioactive particles from your body, from your system, when you just do some cleansing. It's practical. It's easy. It's safe. It's natural. I love it. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, and ask for a free product catalog. And by the way, they do have that Memorial Day sale going on, so find out what you like, on their homepage you'll see the details on using their discount code to receive 10% off and free shipping. And so if you're international, you get a different code and you'll save 15%. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's on the homepage. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for their newsletters, The American Voice, and, of course, HealthQuest. You'll get lots of free information, empowering information. It'll empower you. Plus, you'll get discount coupons ahead of everybody else from time to time in the newsletter. I can see by the clock it's about time for our station break. But when we come back, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us. Got lots of questions to ask her. Be right back.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Yeah.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means our wellness expert is with us. Dr. Rebecca Carley joins us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
And well, we got lots to talk about.
Can I start off mentioning one thing? I heard the commercial about the pain formula, which is one of the many formulas that I have of yours, which is fantastic. But I just want to suggest to all the listeners that have aspirin in their cupboard to put an aspirin in a spoon and light a lighter underneath it, melt it, and you will find that you were left with coal tar.
Right.
Coal tar is the basis for all aspirin, unless you get it from a compounding pharmacy, and coal tar causes cancer.
Not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, we were just talking about the connection that medicine has known for about 50 years, that thyroid and breast cancer has connected. And we were just talking about a lot of the radiation that you can get from just, you know, your normal day. Forget the mammogram, you know what I mean? And so our poor thyroids are under attack, Dr. Carly. So we're going to have to boost them up with some natural iodine, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And also they can detox the radiation with homeopathy.
Right.
Of course, even if you're not getting mammograms, thanks to the insanity of the people in Japan building 4 nuclear reactors on an earthquake fault, we are all being inundated with radiation. You know, if you're on the West Coast, it's much worse, but the East Coast is getting it too.
My goodness. Yep, so we got to take care of our bodies as best we can and get rid of those heavy metals. Radioactive particles, all that stuff. And, of course, you teach people. You have a protocol on how they can do that. You know, there's lots of different ways to do the natural approach. And, of course, Dr. Carly's website, you can click on her banner on our links page and get on over there to her website and learn more. Well, Dr. Carly, real quick, I want to jump in there with this news that I was sharing with the folks at the beginning of the show, that more statistics and reports are coming in that doctors are being forced out if they're not retiring early from medicine, and a large part is due to the economy and Obamacare. And a lot of them are going bankrupt, and there's a lot of bankrupt attorneys handling orthopedic surgeons, OBGYN. So your prediction about this Obamacare is really coming into fruition, that we wouldn't have doctors soon.
Yay! The world will be a better place. Although I do say, you know, we do need to have a few orthopods around because, you know, setting bones is something that most people can't do.
Right.
But they're getting exactly what they deserve. Send them to the land sharks. Let them experience justice. I love it.
Yeah, well, a lot of it has been the economy, as they've lost, doctors are reporting they're losing half their patients because they've lost their jobs and their health care coverage and they can't afford to continue. Yeah.
Right.
So that you know,
they can't afford it because what these medical devils charge is insane. All the tests and all the unnecessary things that they do, people are much better off to pay out of pocket for natural things that actually work. So it's going to be funny how it all works out.
Well, I think doctors are going to be open to that because, you know, I was talking with my chiropractor, and I asked them about, you know, their thoughts of Obamacare, and they were really concerned. And I said, well, what do you guys plan to do? You know, people, you know, don't have insurance coverage, and the Obamacare may not be anything worth having. And they say, oh, we're just going to go to a cash basis, and we're just going to, you know, change everything, change everything in the practice, how we do it. And I was just like, okay, so you got a plan B then. And so I think a lot of doctors should have plan B out there if they want to stay in business, you know.
Well,
like,
chiropractors don't have to worry because chiropractic works, okay?
Right.
So people are going to keep going to them. As far as the white coats, the only reason anyone goes to them is because it's covered by insurance. So when they no longer can get insurance, they won't go to the white coats, and they'll say, wow, I'm much healthier now. And then they'll realize that that's the best thing that could ever happen is for them to not have insurance.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, I was growing up, my mother always said that to me. And so I'm always one of these people that ask questions and say, but why, driving people insane. But, you know, it's good to ask questions. I know doctors don't like you to ask questions. They just don't have time to, a lot of them don't have time to answer them, and a lot of them don't want to.
They can't answer them because it would put them out of business.
Right.
And let me just say, that brings me to my contribution to our newsletter for this week, non-existent informed consent. I hope people that are on the list will check out the links on that list. When I started investigating this whole concept of informed consent, it is outrageous how this principle is being ignored and abused by, you know, all of the different players in the medical mafia. And they're not telling you what they're doing. They're not telling you the dangers. And how can you trust your life to somebody who doesn't tell you the truth?
Well, that's always a question, isn't it? But, you know, you do have some information just to refresh people's memories, or for the new listeners that don't know. On your website, you do have a download of documents that are very informative and helpful for parents. Making the decision to vaccinate, to not vaccinate, what tools they could have in their hand to deal with that. So you've got some things on your website that people can download and take with them to their pediatrician, or I guess even to the school system, correct?
Anybody that's promoting vaccinations, and the most important document that you're referring to is called the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety.
Right.
It's on the vaccine-induced disease tab on my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site. Print that out. It's, I think, 4 pages. Bring that to your pediatrician. Watch them run to the bathroom. They will never sign it because basically you're asking them to sign an official document that they know the ingredients in the vaccines, they know they can't harm your child, and basically they're guaranteeing you that this will be no problem. And they can't do it because, of course, they all know it's a problem. So, yeah, especially interesting if you have two parents, one of which is, you know, done their homework and the other one which is not. And both parents go to the doctor together, and then the homework person gives the document to the pediatrician. And then, you know, the believer in medicine watches what the pediatrician does, or the veterinarian. It's the same thing. And it's very powerful because they have to start asking themselves, why won't they sign a document that basically says they know what they're doing? You see, it's basically turning informed consent on them.
Well, and that's what it's about. And I know. Does that work out the school system? You know, if you don't want to vaccinate and you're taking your kid to the school, I know even some of the private schools require vaccination records now. You know, you could say, well, you know, all the kids here have been vaccinated, are protected, so my child's the one at risk, not everybody else, but I'll sign off on that. A lot of administrators don't know what to do with that.
Right. Well, you know, you have to do whatever you can do. See, the excuse that they could give is that, you know, they're not a doctor, so they can't tell you that they know everything that's in vaccines and that it can't possibly harm the child. But what you could do is say, okay, you want me to vaccinate my child? I'm going to take this document to the doctor that you forced me to go to, and if they sign it, I will agree to get my child vaccinated. So that's what you could do in that case. But, of course, people have to check out vaccine exemptions. There are vaccine exemptions in every state, and although the AMA and other psychopath agencies are constantly trying to take that right away from parents, parents still have it. So, you know, don't wait for the school to tell you that you can get a vaccine exemption. You have to check it out for yourself.
Right. Well, you know, it used to be, you could go to your pediatrician or you could go to the health department to get the vaccines for the kids. And I'm not sure what they're doing now. I think they've changed that, especially in this state, North Carolina. But they would just write on this card, you know, write the child's name on it, date of birth, and write the date and which vaccine they got and give that to the parent to keep and to bring with them each time. I don't think they do that anymore, do they?
I have no idea how they're handling it now. What I do know is one way they're getting away from being liable for the death and injury they're causing by trying to force parents to get their children vaccinated is they subcontract out the vaccine service itself. And
right.
So if something terrible happens, then they can say, oh, you know, we had a subcontractor. Especially this would apply when vaccines are done in school. They would
right.
blame the subcontractor, and then you get enmeshed in a dance with the subcontractor.
Yeah, I've seen that. Those services started popping up with the bird flu of 09, I think, didn't they?
Oh, they've been around for quite a while, actually. I don't know exactly when. You know, just even trying to keep abreast of what's going on now is almost impossible. There's so much, evil going on in this whole profession in regards to everything they're doing. I actually have a client who they tried to force her to get some experimental dental work done on her child in school. Now, since when did schools become health clinics? They're doing vaccines, they're doing dental work. Who knows what they're experimenting on with the children with the dental thing. But children are supposed to go to school to learn, not
right.
to get health care. You know, because
yeah.
the parents have no idea what's going on.
Well, Dr. Carley, I was just sitting here this week and I'm saying to myself, okay, the medical system's a lie. The banking system's a lie. The government's a lie. Everything's a lie. You know, even I'm thinking, even somebody who's blind, like Ray Charles, he can see this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you bring up a very important point, and I just want to mention this. You know, we're supposed to have a capitalist country. In other words, capitalism reigns. You know, if you've got the better idea, then your better idea can put the other bad idea out of business. Well, we know that's a lie because
right.
any doctor that learns how to heal is persecuted, killed, or whatever. And my experience is a testament to that. If you learn how to heal, I actually know one doctor that I interviewed, Jennifer Daniels, who learned how to heal type 2 diabetes with nutrition. Not only did she lose her medical license, she was deemed an economic terrorist. Okay? That's how bad it is.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, it's getting worse because I knew of a doctor, I think his name is Williams. He, back in the late 80s, early 90s, figured out how to treat AIDS, and it costs less than $100. Since it's a virus, and it likes to change a lot, he decided to take a page out of the people that come in and they fix sick buildings that have those viruses that are so deadly and the ductwork and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how they get the virus out of the building is they expose the ductwork to ultraviolet full spectrum light and it kills the viruses. And so what he did is he took and he pumped some blood out of an AIDS patient and put it in a clear cylinder, exposed the blood to the full spectrum light, and then put it back in the AIDS patient where it killed all the AIDS virus in the body. And the patient remained AIDS free. So he presented that at some sort of conference. He wrote about it. Nobody would publish it. And then they rode him out of this country on a rail, Dr. Carley, and he was forced to go to Africa and heal the AIDS patients there.
Right. And this is what is happening more and more. I refuse to leave. I found a way around their persecution by letting people know I'm not practicing medicine. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm a teacher. And I make all my clients sign an agreement contract that they know that I'm not practicing medicine. And that's what's kept me, you know, out of the big house for 10 years since they took away my license. But most people, unfortunately, that learn how to heal have to leave the country. Jennifer Daniels is now in Panama. Lots of doctors have gone to Mexico to open clinics. I refuse to leave because some of us have to stay here and fight. And that's what people should be outraged about. There
right.
are cures for everything. and we're not allowed to call it a cure. It's actually illegal to call it a cure. So I talk about reversing diseases. But you see, that's how bad it is. They know that there's natural therapies for everything, and not only are they hiding it from you and giving you treatments that will kill you, but they're persecuting the ones who learn how to heal. And if that's like the most outrageous thing to me that you could think of.
Well, the devil's hard at work. He's you know, pulled the wool out of everybody. Well, you know, just perverting everything good is what he's about. So, and just taking an illusion, you know, how sick is that? And perverted is that? It's from the pit of hell. You take something that you deem or you think is good, but it's really going to kill you. You know?
Right.
So. Anyway, I'm so glad you're out there, Dr. Carley, and you give us all encouragement, and we appreciate that so very much. And so we want to applaud you, and you keep fighting that good fight. Also, Dr. Carley has a website. I want to point this out. If you want to visit her website, Reversing Vaccine Disease and Diseases, do so. Her banner's on our links page. And you would exposed to all her wonderful knowledge if you sign up for the American Survival Newsletter, which goes out on Tuesdays. So Dr. Carley writes for that, Ty Bollinger and some others. So you'll get empowering information on a weekly basis that's totally free. And spread the word so you do want to send that around to your family and friends, you're able to do so. Of course, if you wish to call Dr. Carley and investigate further her protocols, her toll-free number is 888-321-6751. It's 888-321-6751. Of course, you know, call her after she's done talking with me.
And well, I just want to thank you so much, Wendy, for not only the excellent herbs that you make. I think I have pretty much everything that you've created, and I use all kinds of things.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, you know.
But I was shocked that, you know, this newsletter I just wrote for this week, it was number 48. It's amazing how fast time flies. And I'm so grateful to be part of your newsletter because since I can never get my book done because it's an encyclopedia and it's just a matter of, you know, how much can I edit out? Because the proof that vaccines are causing all diseases in internal medicine is so dramatic. But at least this way, I'm able to get out stuff piecemeal. So I really appreciate this opportunity. It forces me to get stuff out, and I'm getting such excellent feedback. Like I said, especially this latest one about informed consent. There is no informed consent, people. Your doctor's not telling you any of the dangers of what they're doing, and that should be a very big concern to you.
Well, it's a concern to me, and I'm glad you're telling folks about that. And, and thank you, Dr. Carley, mentioning our products. But, I got into this because, you know, my youngest boy, I have three kids, my youngest had a very bad reaction to his shots that he got when he turned 12 months. And that was Dr. Carley. That was right around the time. This was 1995, and they were just now starting to put the shot cocktails together, you know, where they didn't break out the shots at 12 and 17 months anymore. They were just doing them all at 12 months, right? So,
Up to 10, one vaccine, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I had taken him, you know, on a Friday, 9:10 o'clock in the morning, healthy baby boy bouncing down the hallway. You know, he has his legs under him. He's zooming everywhere. So, but by 3 o'clock that afternoon, I had a screaming maniac for a whole weekend. And, I'm from California, so I called Dr. Bruce West, who's a natural physician out there, and he told me what the problem was over the phone because the pediatrician told me that I was being hysterical, that I didn't know what I was talking about. You know,
right.
I said, excuse me, I've had two kids that didn't have this problem, and or it wasn't evident they had this problem, and so I don't think I'm being, you know, unreasonable. So they didn't want to hear about it. And so Bruce said, your kid's got – he said he thought – Zachary had serum sickness, horse serum in the shot, that kind of thing. But he told me to call a natural master herbalist, and I did what he said. And we did a combination of things, you know, immune boosting, you know, working on the pressure points on his feet, hydrotherapy. So Zachary made a complete turnaround within 24 hours, and that impressed me so much, Dr. Carley. That's why I went to herb school. I was in graduate school for architecture at the time.
Wow.
And I just dropped everything because I said, hey, this is the world's best kept secret, or at least one of them, right? Because you know some things, too.
They're killing people, and that there's a way to reverse the damage. Well, we're two peas in a pod on that one.
Right.
Let me just say, I would say that your child had vaccine-induced encephalitis.
Right.
Because, in fact, he was screaming and things of that nature. But whatever, right. At least this other doctor recognized it was a vaccine injury. And how common is this? The pediatrician says, oh, it's your imagination. You had a normal child. I injected them with a witch's brew, and now they're no longer normal. But it's still all in your mind, okay? And let me just mention my favorite experience along these lines. The first child that I ever reversed his autism, and we're talking back, 1998, same story, only his child, or their child, the parent's child, became autistic immediately. He was flapping his hands, no eye contact, spinning around, screaming the whal thing, having grand mal seizures. And the parents called the pediatrician, like this was happening within 6 hours of the vaccine, and the pediatrician told them, that's normal. That's normal after that.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Well, you know, I guess I'm lucky. Zach didn't have any residual side effects. And I think we got that swelling down pretty quickly.
Yes, intervene.
But just to let folks know that it can be done, and just to let I guess parents know that if your child is screaming every 3 seconds, arching his back and grabbing his head and can't sit up, can't walk, can't take food or water, hey, you got a major problem on your hands. So,
right.
And that's exactly what he was doing, but thankfully he doesn't seem to have any learning problems or anything, so God was good. And folks out there, you know, you can call folks like Dr. Carley. There's information. Obviously, do your homework and investigate, and may God guide you and find you the path that you need to take, because there's lots of ways out there to deal with things without having to risk yourself to a lot of these pharmaceutical products. Well, Dr. Carley, we're just about out of time. Tell the folks about your radio show and what may be coming up next there.
Okay, What's Ailing America? On republicbroadcasting.org every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This week I'm going to just do a show by myself, which occasionally I do, just to catch up on the insanity out there. I mean, there's so much stuff going on the vaccine front, and I want to talk about this informed consent issue as well. But I always like to highlight, because, you know, autism is always in front of everybody's mind, but it's not just autism. It's all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. It's renal failure. It's insulin-dependent diabetes. There are so many things that vaccines are causing. And, you know, even you have your dog, Doc, who has some issues. And
yeah.
You know, he recovered after doing some of my suggestions. You know,
right.
you need to do whatever is necessary in that individual case. And that's why you need to have somebody willing to take the time to find out what's really going on. You know, not just bring them in and they say, okay, what's your family history? Oh, it's all genetic. Baloney. It's not all genetic.
And, absolutely.
You know,
there's a lot of things.
Take time.
Well, Dr. Carley, we're out of time, but thank you so much. You've been a delight as usual, and we look forward to our next talk next month. So, and folks, sign up for the American Survival Newsletter and get Dr. Carley's articles. They're awesome. Thanks, Dr. Carley.
Well, also awesome. Thank you, Wendy.
Take care. And don't forget to visit our website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. And you can do that by clicking on the links tab at thepowerherbs.com and clicking on her banner. Wow, we got lots covered this hour, let me tell you. And, of course, you know, we're going to be back on Thursday with more empowering information for you. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.